Delighted to say that we're joined on the line by former All-Star and Tyrone legend, John Lynch. John, good afternoon. Big news, of course, not just in Tyrone, but throughout the country. A man who has certainly left his mark on the game.
Yeah, no doubt, Chris. It's big news. All you have to do is just look at social media today and just you see the amount of stuff that's going on there, the congratulations that's coming in for Mickey. So it is a big news. I suppose it's tinged with sadness in a way for a lot of Tyrone people as well, that we had a manager in place over 30 years ago, and he's brought us to some amazing days and amazing places. So there is a tinge of sadness there, but we have to look at it and celebrate really what he's about, what he's achieved for us in Tyrone here, and where he's put us in the rankings as far as winning the All-Ireland stuff and go. So it's really about a celebration, but as I say, there is a tinge of sadness there with a lot of people. The fact that there has to come a day sometimes when you have to step down, and unfortunately for Mickey, unfortunately for 2020 is a year for him.
Great scraps between Donegal and Tyrone, and I suppose in some ways appropriate. His last big game in charge was against the near neighbours, and it's not unexpected, the news, especially in light of the recent defeat.
Yeah. Well, I suppose in earlier stages of Mickey's managing career, we were able to deal with Donegal. Donegal probably maybe didn't have the team that's gone about nowadays, or even when Jim was there. But Mickey was able to put one over Donegal. But unfortunately, from a Tyrone point of view, Donegal are steamrolling at the minute. They're shown to be one of the forces of the present era of football, and they're going to possibly go on and one of Ireland as far as I'm concerned. But as far as Mickey goes, Mickey was able to get us to places at that time, earlier through the 90s, with the players that he had. He brought us success with, really, when you think back on Mickey's tenure as manager, like 30 years ago he took on minor teams and went on to win, his record is second to none when it comes to that. He's up there with the greatest managers of all time. He's got us numerous minor titles, under 21 titles. Obviously we've done 1-3 All-Irelands with Tyrone. He's won National League titles there, and I suppose the big thing, I suppose, with Mickey, and I think this is really what he was about when you think about the stuff he was at. The McKenna Cup is one thing that when you look at the McKenna Cup, and I think Tyrone have won like 12 McKenna Cups under Mickey. Yeah, a lot of players will look at ex-players will still think that the McKenna Cup wasn't really important, but I think it's the handle that he put on Mickey was a true deal, and he respected every single match he played in and every single tournament he went into play in. And the McKenna Cup was one thing that Mickey would have put a lot of emphasis on, and he rejuvenated that competition big time. And I remember we played Armagh one day in Athletic, and I think it was, and there was something like 10 or 15,000 at that match. So there's where he put us, and there's where he put the GA. And I can say, a true deal he was. He was all about Gaelic football, and that's what he done. And as I say, putting us where we're putting, having that kind of a crowd at a McKenna Cup match was just unreal. So it just shows what he was about when it comes to it. He done a lot of hard work, hard drafting behind the scenes to get players into positions and into different areas, and using the McKenna Cup that way. And he was very. It was great the way he done it, and I think it was great to see that he did rejuvenate that competition, and hopefully it'll continue on after his time.
Now, some counties go through managers quicker than others. Mickey Hart, Art McCrory was there for such a long time as well. Whoever comes in, it'll be interesting to see how long they are there. Any thoughts at this stage who's in the running to be the replacement?
Obviously, it's early at the minute, Chris, but the rumours, I'll just go with the rumours. The rumours at the minute there's a few names been bandied about, the likes of Fergal Logan, the team that of Fergal Pascal, Fergal Peter, and Brian Dicker would have been a team that would have won an All-Ireland and 2-1 title there. So I think they seem to be the one group of management set up that's been talked about at the minute. But obviously, Chris, it'll the county board will have to sit down and go through their usual regime of applications and deal with applications. And make no mistake about it, there will be loads of lads, I can guarantee there will be loads of applications for this job, because you only have to look at Fettercairn's last week and Down and Fermanagh last week, and there was like both management setups were both all predominantly thrown lads, like there were two or three lads of thrown people on both sides. So there's going to be loads of people looking for this job. But as far as I'm concerned, I believe that Tone County Board needs just to be careful, sit back, and not to rush into stuff, because these are serious beats to fill. After Mickey, like Mickey says, what he has done for this county, we just can't talk about it enough. He has brought us to a level where we never expect to be. If you talk to anybody from Tone now, it's about going to Ireland. It's not about hopefully getting there. It's about going on to one Ireland. So there's where he has put the expectation of people. And it's just great that he done that. He took a very professional role of what he was doing, and he made a lot of Tone people think that we are good enough, and he made the players think that as well. He instilled professionalism within the groups of players he's involved in, and as I say, his record speaks for itself. Really, it's just amazing what he's done for us and brought us through to this level at this stage.